On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Ishmael Khawaja.
As Kent gets ready to host the final head-to-head TV debate of the election campaign, Jeremy Corbyn's accused the Prime Minister of misleading people about his Brexit deal. The Labour leader says he's obtained a confidential report which drives a coach and horses through Boris Johnson's claim there'll be no border in the Irish Sea. He says the government's saying something very different in private.
It says there will be customs declarations and security checks between Northern Ireland and Great Britain. It's there, in black and white. It says there will be customs declarations, absolutely clearly.
But the PM, who's campaigning in Maidstone, says that's nonsense. He'll be debating Jeremy Corbyn in the town tonight with less than a week until we go to the polls.
KMFM News.
Two men have appeared in court after police seized a gun and live bullets in Medway. An armed National Crime Agency unit was involved in the operation in Rochester in the early hours of Monday. Five men were arrested after officers searched a vehicle and property in Corporation Street. Two of them have now been charged with firearm offences and are due at Crown Court in the new year. London Fire Commissioner Danny Cotton is leaving her role earlier than expected following criticism of London Fire Brigade's response to the Grenfell Tower fire. The 50-year-old will step down at the end of the month instead of April next year. A man who forced his girlfriend's head underwater, leaving her gasping for air at her home in Strood, has been jailed for almost 2 years. A court heard it happened as the victim was taking a bath in June after Perry Jackson reacted angrily to her wearing makeup to work. The 30-year-old, who now lives in Norwich, admitted several charges, including assault by beating. And a group of derelict buildings in Ashford are set for a new lease of life after an £850,000 makeover. The former industrial site near the town's train station has been converted into a food, leisure and business hub. The coachworks will officially open this afternoon to coincide with the Illuminides event happening in the town. Carl Turner is the man behind the project.
It's part of a bigger picture of change in Ashford, and I think one of our remits is really to create something to hold people in Ashford. So rather than young people jumping on the train and going for their entertainment into London.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and following their heroics in the FA Cup, Gillingham are back in League One action this weekend. They beat Doncaster Rovers last time out to set up a tie with Premier League side West Ham. Tomorrow they welcome Sunderland to Priestfield, a side they also beat in the Cup, but who are four places above them in 11th in the league. Gill striker Mikel Mandron is confident though.
Well, I would say the feeling that's throughout the team, the way the boys are feeling, the way we're trained, the way we've been playing lately, we definitely feel strong, we definitely feel confident. Yeah.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.